This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're joining us as we wind down this year and get into a brand new year with expectation, hopes, New Year's resolutions. We talked about that in the earlier show, and we'll certainly talk about it next week. There's a new movie out, and I was hoping to see it yesterday. I didn't get a chance to do it. Will Smith stars into it, a great actor, called Concussion. It's about a forensic pathologist who identifies a lot of degenerative brain disease in American football players, and this is much more in the news today, even though we hear so much about specially made helmets that are technically more sound than the past. Are the increase in concussions a relative new problem, or is this something we haven't identified in the past? We're going to talk right now with Dr. Rob Silverman. He is the American Chiropractic Association Sports Chiropractor of the Year. Information about Dr. Silverman is on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Want to give his thoughts on this. Hey, Doc, glad you joined us today.
Hey, great to be here. Happy holidays to you.
Well, same to you, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this. I know you spend a lot of time looking at the whole area of concussions, and would you look at that question? I mean, I grew up playing high school football. You didn't really hear much about concussions back then, and even up until about 10 years ago, there was an occasional concussion in football, but is it a problem that we just didn't know that much about, or are the changing circumstances of sports creating more concussions? So what do you think about that, Doc?
I'll tell you what, I think it's all the above. I think that, one, we have more tests for it. It's in the public's view, and we're more susceptible now. I think when you and I played, I played college basketball, there was virtually no such thing. I only had one concussion. I had to get knocked out at center court on a high pick, didn't know where I was, for them to think, maybe the guy has a concussion. So I think it's everything that you mentioned.
Well, you know, we see these old movies of Newt Rockne, and they got these little bitty thin helmets they're wearing, and very little passing back then in the 30s and the 40s when professional football started, and hard hits. I've got a friend, Jimmy Taylor, that played with the Green Bay Packers, one of the Gold Dust twins with Paul Hornung, and Jimmy would take 35 to 40 carries a game right up the middle. I mean, just right up the middle. Got hit time and time again, and of course, he tells me, he says, Jim, it takes him 30 minutes just to get out of bed in the morning. It takes him that long. And he can't remember how many concussions he's had. But in any event, there seems to be, for the good, much more emphasis. And you haven't had a chance to see that Will Smith movie yet, have you?
I have not. I have some tickets for this evening.
There you go. Good for you. Where do you live? Where's your hometown, Dr. Silverman?
I live right outside New York City in Westchester County, Scarsdale. I'm about 20 minutes out from the city. I grew up in the city.
No, well, good. Good for you. So we've got a lot of listeners up in the New York, New Jersey area, and so glad to have your commentary today. Is there now the NFL kind of downplays it and saying they're putting money into research, they're building new helmets, but gosh, you've seen so many head-to-head hits and so much damage that seems to play. I saw an article here of some, I think one player was out for about 8 weeks after several concussions in the same year. Let me ask you this. Would you let your kid play high school football?
No. And if he did, I would have to be assured that they followed at the school specific steps, like practice heads-up football, where they teach him never to lower their head during a hit, showing proper techniques in blocking and tackling. They really would have to learn the proper fundamentals of football, speaking to your helmet, wear a properly fitted helmet and protective equipment at all times. And they have to understand, even though they're wearing a helmet, their head and brain is not 100% effective in preventing against concussion. Because what is a concussion? It's defined in Latin as to shake violently, the action of two objects striking together, your brain against your skull. Here's the problem that most of these high school and college kids, forget the NFL where they're at such a high level, most concussions are unrecognized, so therefore there's no immediate sign or symptom.
Well, what about the early damage? And I want to come back up to college, but let's say in the eighth grade these kids are playing. As I understand it, now you might elaborate on this, you've got a whole series of neurons in your brain or something along that line. I mean, it's millions, and that you can get along without so many, but that every hit kills so many of these small neurons. So do those start adding up and causing problems beginning at a very early age when you get hit? Is it a cumulative damage, or does that make much difference, do you think?
No, it's definitely a cumulative damage. You know, the brain's really small. It's just, in full capacity, a 3-pound organ. So those neurons that you were talking about are what we call brain-derived neurotrophic factors, BDNF, for the rest of the conversation. And they're known to help nerves grow. They actually improve neuron synapses. They do reduce neurogenic risk, and they support this whole network of neurons and making communication more efficient. That is what gets injured, and that's part and parcel of some of the damage within a concussion.
Yeah, that's what I say. Starting at the early age, we just think it's more a college problem or a pro problem. And by the way, down the deep south, we're the home of the two NFL quarterbacks, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, your New York Giants quarterback up there. Interesting that their dad, Archie Manning, who was an all-pro player himself, playing for the New Orleans Saints many years ago, would not let Eli Manning and Peyton Manning play tackle football until the ninth grade. Up until then, they only played flag football for that very reason, concerns about concussions. So interesting that someone at that level, here are three extremely successful pro quarterbacks, and yet the father said, we're not doing that until you get a little older. I wish that were the norm, right, Doc?
I agree. You know, they're having peewee football with 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds now, and look what they're doing. And they're saying, oh, look at this 7-, 8-year-old young man, and this guy's got talent. I mean, it's a little early, I mean, at the very least. I mean, even LeBron James, as a basketball player, said they really didn't unleash him on full court till he was 12.
And well, that sure paid off. And, you know, I'm a big New York Giants Odell Beckham fan because he played here in my hometown at LSU.
Great
All-American, probably the best pass receiver in football. He's not going to be playing this week because of helmet-to-helmet hits, and he should have been suspended for the week. I mean, as much as I like Odell Beckham, you just can't go the helmet-to-helmet hit like that, and the possible damage, not just concussions, but paralyzation that take place in a case like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, to speak to that, that's an issue. And now they've outlawed what they call the helmet to helmet. My understanding, wasn't that used to be a spear at some point also? I mean, they used to have some rules against that so that you can't hit the quarterback above a certain area. Clearly no helmet to helmet because they know. And I think what's interesting to travel back to the movie is that there seems to be a lot of information out there, and this particular doctor was able to put it all together and really coin a phrase that was interesting, a CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Fabulous.
Right. Well, I hope that's a good sign of the times that we take more care in what we're doing. Dr. Silverman, thanks for being with us today. Hey, I hope you have a good new year. Information about Dr. Silverman, his practice, and his writings can be found on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, have a happy new year, Doc. Hopefully we can talk to you again in the future.
Love to speak with you. Happy new year to you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye. Interesting guy and a very concerning subject in terms of your grandkids, whoever you have out there in that football field, and getting those hits can be so dangerous. So a little common sense can go a long way. I like those Manning, the Manning family. No tacked hit to their hard football until you're in high school. Common Sense Show, freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Solark EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
So talk a little bit about winding down the year, some things in the news I thought might be of interest to you. You see the Powerball? Are you in a state that sells the Powerball? I think there's 32 states in this country that all gather the resources for buying a lottery ticket. The odds of winning are 1 in 180 million. Not very good odds, and I got to confess to you, the Powerball is up today to $300 million. Now, don't get real excited about that because you only get $100 million. $100 million goes to taxes. Another $100 million is cut out because the $300 is based on a 30-year payout. So you don't really get that much in return, quite frankly. So don't get all excited. You're only going to get $100 million if you win. Who, you know, that's chump change. What can you do with $100 million? You're not going to get the full $300 million. I got to confess to you, I filled up with gas this morning as I was coming down to do the show, and I went and bought a lottery ticket. About the worst possible bet you could make, but $300 million, I mean, I could probably go on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if I had $300 million, right? So in any event, Powerball, $300 million. I'm sure it'll be up more than that because there's a rage that starts, quite frankly. Once the Powerball takes off, you know, people just go nuts when they see that figure, and it goes from 3 to 5 to 3 to 10. Probably be up to $320 million before the drawing takes place this next Wednesday evening. So if you feel lucky, buy a Powerball. I did it, and I think it's a stupid, terrible waste of money. But I put a couple of bucks down on a Powerball ticket. So maybe I can give you big news next week about what I'm going to do with all of my money, okay? looking at the end of the year, probably the most significant figure domestically, in my opinion, is Donald Trump. And I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not getting all the pros and cons about Trump's philosophy. But why I think he has to be given credit for being probably the major personality domestically in this country today is that with all of his problems and their legion, quite frankly, he's done more than anyone in recent years to get people to pay attention to politics. And you got to give the guy credit for that, whether you agree with him or disagree. People that I thought didn't give politics the time of day, didn't vote, could care less, or didn't even get excited about it particularly until maybe a few weeks before the election when the really more intensity built up. All they're talking about is Donald Trump. I went to dinner last night. Three or four couples were there. Several of the couples just weren't political at all. And they all wanted to talk about Donald Trump. So you got to give the devil his due. And many people don't think he's the devil. They think that that he will be the nominee, and they agree with what he has to say. And I don't disagree with a lot of what he has to say. He is very blunt in his assessments on issues that need to be discussed. We need to discuss the border. Don't know if we're going to build a 30-foot wall tower and let Mexico pay for it, but we're not doing enough with the border. Particularly, you know, it used to be an immigration problem in dealing with all these illegals coming in this country and our having to pay for them and take care of them. It's not a problem now about illegals and the cost. It's a question about national security. You can bring a nuclear-powered bomb in a knapsack and walk across that border. So the stakes have been raised dramatically because of the terrorist threat in terms of border security on both the northern and the southern border. So Trump's raising a legitimate issue. Does he go too far? Maybe. But we haven't found the parameters from Republicans or Democrats on what the balance is, what it should be. And so whether he gets the nomination or not, and people have continually discounted him, but he continues to stay very, very high in the polls. And I keep hearing someone's going to bring him down, but I haven't heard who that person is yet. And so, again, you got to give the man credit. If nothing else, again, he's done more in recent years to get people to pay attention to politics and some of the slants within the media. And he just, you know, the whole political correctness today, we've talked about monuments coming down and all these crazy things we've lived with for years and no one seemed all that concerned about. There's so many causes out there. He kind of tells it like it is. Some of it I agree with, others I disagree with, but Trump has certainly made a huge impression on the American psyche, and there's no doubt about that. lawsuits. We talk about some of these lawsuits. I get a list every year of some of the more ridiculous lawsuits in this country. Here's seven or eight. You know, people like to sue for anything. I see there's an animal rights group suing on behalf of monkey for ownership of selfies. The monkey was able to take some selfies, and so they want the benefits of the money from the selfies, and that's a lawsuit. How about the armed bank robber in California? He's suing over injuries incurred while fleeing the scene. He flew the scene. He was injured, so he's suing the state of California because he's a bank robber. The 8-year-old New York boy is sued by his aunt for a careless hug. The 8-year-old gives a careless hug to his aunt. I don't know what her problem was, but she's suing the 8-year-old kid, right? Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Pennsylvania nursing student fails a course twice and sues the school for not helping with her anxiety. Yeah, that's going to go far. How about a Colorado inmate is suing the NFL, National Football League, for $88 billion over the 2015 Cowboys playoff loss. Cowboys don't make the playoff, and so he's suing them, saying that they caused him huge emotional problems, and he's in prison. And he only wants $88 billion, right? Well, that's rumor. That makes sense, right? That makes sense. Florida woman is suing FedEx for tripping over a package left at her front doorstep. Well, that's where FedEx leaves the packages, you know, on your doorstep. You got to be aware of that. Florida woman, let's see, an officer in North Carolina is suing Starbucks for $750,000 over his hot coffee. Well, I mean, you know, he should ask for cold coffee after this. But we've seen those kinds of suits, McDonald's coffee, that kind of thing. None have gone anywhere. Missouri woman is claiming injury from a flying dinner roll. I've been in several of these places where they throw the rolls, you know, the flying rolls. You can throw the rolls, family and friends. That could be a little testy, quite frankly. If you're in a restaurant, I'm not expecting to get hit by a flying dinner roll. If it hit me in the eye or something, I think there may be a little bit more concern over something like that. And finally, California woman allegedly fakes coffee burns and then sues McDonald's. We've seen several lawsuits. So there's some of the most interesting lawsuits that have been filed in this particular year. Other study at the end of the year says that the typical American lives only 18 miles from mom. Did you know that? The average American only lives 18 miles from their mother. I always live much further. Wish my mother were still here. But I lived at times 1,000 miles away from my mother. In later years, I was about 3-hour drive from her, still way, way too far. But we love our moms, right? We should love our moms. Nothing wrong with that at all. And I fully agree, 1,000%. Jim Brown here in the Common Sense Show. We got the amazing Kristen coming up now. This guy has been on the Johnny Carson Show for so many years, making projections about the New Year's, Regis Philbin. He's a friend of ours. He's been on this show before. And we're going to ask the amazing Kristen about the coming year. His projections, the guy's right on the money. So you'd be surprised. So let's stay tuned. We're going to have some more fun here this next 30 minutes of our program. Freshen up your coffee and come on back with me on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, as we move into the new year, we always want projections, right? We want to know what the year is going to be like. And there's some people that do a pretty good job of making these predictions. The last several years, we've had a fascinating guy on the show, the amazing Kreskin. And this is not just a fly-by-night new guy. Kreskin has been he's been on Johnny Carson shows many, many times. Regis Philbin, about 105 TV shows with him, making projections about the future, and we're honored to have him on our show here today to talk about our future and the future we have coming up in 2016. Folks, the amazing Kreskin. Kreskin, welcome to the Jim Brown Show. Glad to have you on again. Good to have you back with us.
Great to talk to you. By the way, I love that subtitle they gave you about Thinkology. If I weren't honest, I would steal it from you. That's a beautiful term. I want to tell you, Jim. Listen,
you would fill your role more than me. But go ahead.
I got to tell you something. I better clear the air now because the people listening in. Yes, I am fine. I was not seriously injured. Yes, I was in a car accident not too long ago, and I think your listeners will find this a fascinating story that almost sounds like something I would do in my performances. But to wrap it up quickly, I was home from a trip. I had a meeting 20 minutes from my house. I'm driving on a one-way road, And Jim, can you imagine this? A guy lurches out of his driveway, driving the police at probably around 40 miles an hour, slams into the car on my right, which proceeds to turn towards me, and people say, how do you think and reason to do when you're in a crisis? Well, Jim, I think you understand this because our military would be better than anyone. You don't have time to think. You have to respond unconsciously, and I turned my wheel to the left and flew over the island to the other side of the street, which was a one-way street coming the other way. Fortunately, all the cars stopped, and I wasn't injured. My head did hit the steering wheel, and, you know, the police would not let me go in just an hour and a half to make sure there was no concussion, although my people here in the office say, Kreskin, how would anybody know you had a concussion? That's a bad joke. But I got to tell you the story, the drama of this. I come home 2.5 hours later, and I get a call from a man I hadn't seen for a while. He was a road manager of mine some 20, 30 years ago. And he said, how are you? And I tell him this anecdote. And I said, why are you calling me? He says, well, you know, on my cell phone 2.5 hours ago, a message that you were calling came up. I said, you know what? I was trying to call the people I was meeting here in New Jersey. I pressed your button by mistake. And I said, is there everything okay? And there was dead silence. I said, is there something wrong? He said, Kreskin, I worked for you for years. When you told me the story of what just happened to you, I started shaking. I said, why? He said, 25 minutes after I received your call, I was hit by a car in my car and slammed over an island.
Unbelievable.
To think that I don't think this is coincidence, Jim. I think it's a kind of synchronicity. You know what I mean? So my life, I'm fine, by the way. There's no brain damage that anybody can detect. Even Jim couldn't
detect. That's wonderful.
I assure you. With his thinkology, he wouldn't detect it.
That's true. Well, you've had such an illustrious, long career. You sound like you're in good health. Obviously, you take care of yourself. But let me ask you, before we get into projections for the coming year, how did you become such a massive personality and predicting the future and your relationship with Johnny Carson and Regis Philbin, just the huge giants in this business who relied on you to give them some thoughts and direction and some good vibes towards the future? How'd you get into all this? And what was the spark that let people know you had a very special gift and you wanted to pursue talking about where we go in this world in the future years?
You know, to say it very succinctly, my life really has been like an adventure, because when I was in grade school, it was raining outside, and the teacher in third grade said, we're not going to go out and play. Well, I'll teach you a game called Hot and Cold. I've mentioned this before, and they hit a beanbag in the classroom, and Jane Hamilton, who was left out of the room, came in. She says, walk around. Miss Curtis said, walk around. When you're getting near it, we said you're getting warm. When you're not near it, we said you're getting cold. So she found the beanbag. I went home. I was only 9 years old. I was very disappointed I didn't get to play. My brother and I walked to my grandparents' house, who were from Sicily, spoke very little English. I said, Joey, go upstairs and hide a penny, because they rented the downstairs to make ends meet. And Jim, they hid the penny upstairs. He hid it. He called me to come upstairs. I walked through the house. My grandmother didn't know what was going on. And I ended up in my uncle's bedroom. He was at work. I climbed up on a chair and reached behind a curtain rod and found myself touching the penny. And then it dawned on me. I forgot to tell my brother to talk to me. He never said anything. He never said a damn word. And there I'm holding it. Of course, my grandmother, being Italian, must have thought I had the evil eye. But the bottom line is, all through grade school, into sixth grade, my teachers had me, during show and tell, attempt to read the thoughts of my classmate. By the time I was in high school, in ninth grade, I give you my word of honor, God is my judge, I was doing two-hour concerts in the state of New Jersey, performing on stage for 2 hours in fundraisers and what have you. And then a show came along which has been forgotten, called the Mike Douglas Show.
I remember it, right.
Yeah, and I did 118 shows, more than any guest in history. And this is early in my career. And Mike was a champion of mine. The man producing it is today the most powerful single person in all of television in this country. His name is Roger Ailes. He now handles Fox Television. But what
he left Mike Douglas. He worked for Nixon as a campaign manager. Then he worked for Bush. He worked for three presidents, and then he left and went into television and made Fox a tremendous success. He championed me endlessly. I once said to him, by the way, and this is something you young people listening in might want to hear this. When I sit down with Roger, and I just saw him a few days ago, but years ago I said, Roger, here you're working for three presidents. What a prestigious position. Why did you leave? And I want you folks to hear what he said to me. He said, Creston, each president said to me, you can't get a goddamn thing done in our government today. It is so filled with lobbyists and pressure groups. Is that not interesting?
He was right on that. He was certainly right on that. So,
Right now in Washington, D.C., in case you folks don't know, there are a little over 20,000 lobbyists. And when I perform, and there have been pictures around now with me with Christie and some of the other people running for office. I'm not endorsing any of them publicly in any way. Don't misunderstand me. But when I perform at some of these lobbyist homes, photos are not allowed to be taken. And the reason they're not allowed to be taken is that they do not want people to realize the incredible amount of profits made as lobbyists today. And some of them, some of them had originally been in Congress and the Senate, and you know what I'm talking about, Jim. They were originally that when they retired, they became lobbyists.
Well, let me jump. I've got so much to ask you, but just before I get onto the book and some current things for projections, we're going to do that in the next segment. Tell me about Johnny Carson. I mean, how did you make your tie? And you were on Johnny Carson so much. That's where I got to know you. You're on the Carson show. Why did Carson have so much faith in you and like you so much?
I did 88 shows with him, more than that, but that's what the count is. I got to tell you a story. Carson did not know about me. A man had done the Tonight Show, and when he left it, it went to Jack Paul and what have you. It was a man named Steve Allen. Steve Allen was the greatest wit I've ever known in my life. His mother was a clown in vaudeville, and when he left the Tonight Show, he had a nighttime show in Are we going to a break?
Yeah, and I want to tell you, just hold that thought because I want to hear about it. I got so many questions to ask. We're talking to the amazing Creston. Go to my website at jimbrownusa.com. You'll find out his links, how to order. He's got his 20th book out now. This guy's amazing. I wear out just trying to keep up with him, but you'll have some fun with our friend, the amazing Creston. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We're going to come back for one more segment and have a lot of fun projecting our New Year's resolutions and what's happening the new year right here on the Common Sense Show. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're leaving the old year, moving into the new year. Our friend, the amazing Kreskin, is my guest, written 20 books. And Kreskin, before we go back to Carson, Johnny Carson, tell me about your 20th book. You've got a new book out called In Real Time. It's on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Tell us that. Tell us about that book. You've written 20. What's this book about?
And by the way, people can read about it if they go on the I'll mention that just a moment. I decided to write a book. It took me 2 years, and I've been asked for a long, long time. And I'm not a fortune teller, but I travel endlessly. And it's my thoughts. Jim, are you there? Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, go right.
My thoughts. It's my thoughts of what is going to be happening in the world, not only in the months to come, the years to come, but maybe the next century or so forth. And I'm not a fortune teller, but let me just put it this way. The amount of time I spend tuning in on people's thoughts a year ago, in 1 year, around the world, from radio, television, to live concert appearances, I did exactly 364 appearances in 1 year. 364. Mm. So I'm told in show business, they said, agents say they don't know of any performer that has this kind of crazy, but I love my work. And so the book is a reflection on that. And to wrap up real quick, the Carson thing, what happened was, I was called by Steve Allen to come out to L.A. to appear in his show. He only heard of me because people knew me in New Jersey, New York. I was just out of college and I was already performing. And Steve Allen says to the viewers, "We're all interested in ESP. This young man has a gift. Would you welcome him?" And folks, listen, hear this and picture this, what I'm about to describe to you right now, Jim. I walk out on camera. There's no rehearsal. and the spotlight is on me, and I didn't know a lot about TV, and I'm looking right at the camera, but it's blinding me, and I'm walking towards Steve Allen, who's standing on a dais the way everybody does today, and as I get to Steve Allen and go to reach for him, I get blinded, trip over the dais, and fall flat on my face. Now, that's my first debut. My family, Jim, says that's the highlight of my career. But a man in L.A. came home early from NBC because he taped ahead of time, and it was late at night and turned on the show. And that man who happened to see me fall over the dais was Johnny Carson, and 8 weeks later, he created Karnak, who fell over the dais. That was me all those years.
Good gosh. Unbelievable. So,
you know, Jim, what really, aside from all the things like you're mentioning, who would have dreamt that the movies that are constantly, and the references to me in my sports commentators, last year's the movie, The Wolf of Wall Street with Leonardo DiCaprio, I got called before it was released. There's a dramatic scene in it where the lawyers scream, "Who do you think we are?" The amazing question. And tomorrow on Hallmark, the famous movie Ultimate Gift tomorrow morning will be on, and there's a dramatic moment that uses my name, and I hear this all the time. So it's like an adventurous dream that's come true, Jim. That's all I can say to you.
Well, you've done an unbelievable flow. Now, tell us a little bit about your thoughts on 2016. We're kind of uncertain in this country and the world,
we sure are looking for some hope. By the way, and we are looking for some hope, but I've had to look at the future in a very, very realistic way. By the way, I said this recently, it got in the Daily News as a headline, and that was that Obama's been in bed with Fidel Castro. And let me explain this, because I've worked on 84 crime cases in my life. Before the Cuban Missile Crisis, years ago before that, FBI agents I knew and the members of the CIA told me that Fidel Castro's dream then was to flood the United States with drugs. They were coming in from New Jersey. That's the way he was doing it. Well, it got out of his hands, and now you have a president who's enabling a few thousand people to be released from prison because drug things are not considered a violent thing. To me, if a person sells drugs, they are part of a murder team because those drugs lead to violence. And we now have.
I agree with you on that.
Fidel Castro has seen his dream come true. And I don't know when. Yes, the draft will be reinstated. I don't think it will be in the next 4 years, but it will be, because our founding fathers had a philosophy that our freedom is not for free. And when I was a kid and there was a Second World War, everybody was fighting that war. And we are at war right now. We're a full-fledged war, but we are not the only aim of the enemy. The enemy is aimed at all freedom-thinking people who are not part of their area. I'm not saying what particular area, their philosophy, that they're infidels and so forth. They have to be erased. How long will the war last? And don't anyone get upset with me, because I'm a very positive thinking. I don't believe there's a single human being alive today that will live long enough to see the end of the war. But let me make a statement. We are not teaching history today. We're not learning from history. And the longest wars in history have always been religious wars.
That's so apropos, and most people don't realize that. Most people don't realize that the foundation.
And by the way, we this is the greatest country, but we need to team together. I'm not going to predict. I never predicted publicly, although the last three elections privately things were sealed, and I predicted who would win the election. I feel I already know. But I'll tell you one thing, Jim. Young people, the hope is going to be placed in your hands, because right now, 45% of the members of Congress are lawyers. That's not what Washington and our founding fathers believed. Washington was a farmer, and we had printers and everything else, because our government is supposed to reflect the people. I'm Italian. In Italy, one of the members of the legislature is in prostitution. I'm not endorsing prostitution, but because it's legal in that country. It's supposed to reflect the people. It was never meant to that everybody be lawyers and what have you. They should be from all, and I'm not, by the way, I have nothing against attorneys. I just wish that most of them had been on the Titanic. However,
I'm an attorney.
That's all right. You know something, Jeff? My attorney friends agree with me. My attorney friends agree. It's just gotten, it's not reflecting our culture today. We need to all be part of this race, and we can win the race. But, and by the way, I think, Jim, the two of the key factors in winning this war and getting, I was asked recently on Fox News by Neil Cavuto, who do I picture? He says, Chris, I see pictures with you. Obviously, you perform with a lot of these members of Congress and the Senate. Who do you pick as being able to pull us out of this major, major debt that this country's in? There was 7 seconds of silence. And Jim, I want to tell you, I got a beautiful handwritten letter from Cavuto. I don't want to say what it says. He says, Preston, you said something which maybe someone had to say in the simple words you put it in. Of all the people I could have picked to pull us out of this, my answer was not one single one of them. This is going to have to be someone outside of politics. And I believe in not too many years from now, two young men are going to come into the picture. They're going to play a pivotal role. And that's not hearsay. I'm convinced of this.
But you don't know who the exact people are, but
no,
you think that...
I don't. And one of them will be an attorney. That's terrible. No, I'm joking. But one of them will be an attorney. But the other will not even be in... But they will have not. They will not be in law. They will not be in... I don't mean law. They will not be in politics. They will not have... Now, I got something very, very dramatic to predict. And I'm going on... And you're seeing it before I go on this national show New Year's Eve. We have right now. Do you have about 3 minutes, Jim?
About a minute and a half is all we have left.
Oh my God! All right, let me just say this: we have an onslaught of obviously a problem of guns in our culture. It's something I can talk about in great length. I have some very strong opinions about it, even though I own three guns. I have some very serious opinions about it. But let me just say this: a few decades from now, guns will not exist in this country or in most of the world. They'll be archaic. They'll be considered like forgotten items that are antiques or what have you. People will not even be buying guns, and they will not be sold.
Hey, Kirsten, and that's my signal,
yes,
that we've got to shut her down.
Right.
But I'm going to tell our listeners.
All right.
We're going to come back and tell a lot more. We're going to come back and tell a lot more. The amazing Kirsten, his new book, In Real Time, you can find on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Kirsten, you have a happy new year. We look forward to talking to you again after the first of the year, if you will.
And when the book comes out, I'll talk to you, and I foresee a great new you for you. So take care.
Take care. Same to you. Hey, that was interesting, guys. Been our guest to give us his projections every year. Has some pretty radical projections. No guns, a war. We're out of time. Same time, same station, right here to make some more common sense in the Jim Brown Show. Happy New Year, everybody. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Could I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.